everyone. Welcome back to the How To Podcast series. I'm having a little bit of deja vu here today because my guest today, Tammy Vincent, on the podcast, we just recorded an episode just a little while ago on Living the Next Chapter. And, well, here we are again. We're back together. And I love this because, Tammy has time for me twice in her day. But we get to talk about podcasting now and her show, all about her as well, and learn from another podcaster. So as we're all gathered together here, thank you. Tammy, welcome to the How To Podcast series as my guest co-host. Yay!
Thank you so much, Dave. I'm super glad to be here. And it is, it's like a little bit like a deja vu. I'm like, I feel like I know you really well.
Right. And as we launch into today's episode and take off into the stratosphere, as we go into the space of podcasting, see what I'm doing here?
Yes.
Right? Yeah, you get it. we're going to count down the best ways, to do your podcast. And Tammy, you can fill everybody in. Why am I saying all these space-related things?
Because I live in Cape Canaveral, Florida. Could that be it? Right next to the space station and get to watch the rockets go right over my house and...
That's amazing.
It shakes my house. It literally shakes my house too sometimes. I'm not even kidding. Okay,
how often is this happening? Like monthly, every second month?
No, weekly? The year we moved down here, they had like 185 launches on the schedule. And last year they had over 400 on the schedule. They didn't all go, but you're talking a minimum of 2 a week at least.
Do they tell you, or is it just happening?
Yeah, there's an app that most people have. I kind of like to be surprised. Like if I'm sitting there in my jammies and I hear whoa, and it's a very distinct noise, I'll run out in the back porch and see it going up.
Wow.
The ones that scare me are the ones that actually come back down and land, because then you hear that like boom. You know, it scares the jump. It doesn't matter how prepared you are; you can't prep yourself to not jump. Doesn't matter.
Wow. That's amazing. So do you get a chance to actually go closer and watch the whole thing? Or are you close enough you don't have to travel to see it?
I'm about, as the crow flies, about maybe 3 miles.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's okay. It's really, you know, it's right over the water. I don't even think it's that far. But I can see, like, on the days where there's dew on the ground, you can see the plume of smoke or whatever it is, when it thrusts off, you can see like the big cloud of smoke and everything. It's neat. And there, I like them better. Like sometimes there'll be a big red tail to it. They did one a couple months ago that was actually made. The pieces were made with a 3-dimensional printer. So it was,
wow,
you know, and it actually made it farther than they anticipated. They did it. It was a success. I think anything that goes all the way into space is a success. So,
yeah. Well, okay. Well, that makes all sense now. Everyone's like, I get it. I know why Dave was going all spacey there. That makes sense now. Tell us about your podcast. Let's start there.
So I just started a coaching business. We talked about it earlier, but I wanted to reach adult children of alcoholics and dysfunctional families. And I started, you know, I have a bunch of clients and I'm like, you know what? My story is my story and I can coach very well on my story. I'm like, but I need more perspectives. I need more versions of different stories or the same story from other people. And I thought, what better way to do that than to start a podcast? And it did a couple things for me. First of all, it broke me of a fear of talking on camera. I was very self-conscious of being on camera. And a lot of them, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, it's all audio only. But I also stream them sometimes through my Facebook group. Sometimes they're going to be all on YouTube. So I will. It is a camera thing. So it broke me, got me out of my comfort zone. But wow, the reaction. I mean, I just started September 26th, I think was my first episode.
Wow. Okay.
And I was actually at a Hope Writers conference last week or the week before. And I was talking to the gentleman that is the podcast professional or whatever he was, the guru, you know. And my goal for myself was 1,000 unique downloads, like 1,000 unique listeners or whatever in 90 days. That was my goal I gave for myself. And he said, yeah, good luck with that happening without advertising. And I hit it in 54 days. So,
wow.
So what it made me realize is there's a lot of people out there that need the information I got.
Yeah. Awesome. So kind of tell me a little bit about your structure of your podcast as well. Or is it all guest focused? Is it all solo?
So I'm doing kind of a little combination. I'm kind of playing with it because it is still fairly new. So I will do guests. I love having guests because that's really what I like to do is hear different stories and different perspectives. And then sometimes I'll piggyback off one. Like a good example is I talked to a gentleman who was all about, he had lost literally 13 years of his life from dissociative amnesia. From trauma.
Wow.
And so he, in this 13 years, he wrote books, he got published in journals and all of this stuff. And amazing story. But I'm sitting here thinking, okay, that is not your average story of dissociation. Your average traumatized person. It looks different to everybody. There's no one way fits all. So I followed that episode up with, okay, this is what amnesia could look like or dissociation could look like to different people. So then it followed up with an educational portion of it. I haven't, you know, I've just been doing it. So I've just been throwing stuff out there. Like I'll do, if I feel like talking about coping skills, or one day I wanted to talk about the different essential oils I use to relieve my anxiety. I didn't want to guess for that one. I just wanted to talk. So it's really what moves me at the time. So
I like the flexibility that we can do whatever we want, right?
Well, that's the neat thing. And you actually brought up a very good point to me earlier, which I didn't really think about as far as the privacy of a podcast. You know, I listened to them in my car, but it really, until you said that, it dawned on me so much. Like, these are private issues we deal with. And you can have your earbuds in and nobody knows what you're listening to.
Right.
And that was like such an aha moment for me. So thank you, Dave, for that.
Well, that's amazing. Yeah, because I just picture somebody on the bus, on the train, sitting in a doctor's office, ready to go in and get a diagnosis, or a dad sitting in the waiting room, going to be a dad in 10 minutes. You know, like we have the opportunity to be in the moment with them as a podcast and to give them information and insight that they're not going to get anywhere else. They're not going to crack open a book at that moment, but to press play on an audio episode and have you speak life into them, right? And then again, if you're in a situation where it would be harmful for you for people to know what you're listening to, you don't have to worry. You could be listening to, I said, Ariana Grande. They have no idea. Taylor Swift could be playing on your earphones. Nobody knows. So you have this secrecy and the ability to get the information you need without outing yourself into the community saying, I need help with my parents who have addiction. You can listen and get the tools and the information you need to thrive from amazing podcasters like you that can change their life. That's amazing.
It is. And it's really been a learning experience for me, obviously, because I've never podcasted before. I've been asked to be on a lot as guests, but I was like my own thing. That's totally a different beast to me. And I'm having so much fun with it. But like a good example is I'm dealing with clients and I just reached out to them and said, what topics do you want to hear? And so I have one girl who specifically wants a very specific topic, and it's about sibling sexual relations when dealing with trauma. And it's something that happens all the time. And she doesn't want to come on the podcast and say, this is my experience, or she doesn't want to go to a therapist and ask them. She's not ready to do that. So she said, can you find someone who coaches in that experience and I'll give you the questions and you ask them on your podcast?
Wow.
I was like, brilliant. Brilliant.
Wow. Like what a hope there, right? To offer that to a community.
Yeah.
And again, you can make your listener comments and questions anonymous. There's podcasters that I know that can't be on camera because of fear of retribution or someone coming after them. So they can create their own fake person, avatar, and still podcast without having to do all the video and be totally anonymous.
Oh, yeah.
I've got a
couple guests that said, no way, you're not showing my face and you're not using my last name.
Yeah.
I said, that's totally fine.
It's like an author with a pen name, right?
Exactly.
Sometimes there's a reason why there's a pen name, or a ghostwriter. You know, there's a reason why they're a ghostwriter and they're trying to protect that. So to honor that, podcasting in an audio format makes sense. You can have that person come on And they can be Sally or Bob or Ralph or whatever and share their story and help someone. That's amazing.
It's exactly. And when she hit me with that a couple of weeks ago or whatever, it just opened up my world to a whole new use of podcasts as far as how I can streamline, you know, other people's healing and other people's helping. And oh, wow. It was such a, so enlightening. I totally turned my focus like, okay, I need experts who shot it out to all my, you know, my email and said, what are the topics you're struggling with? Who would you like to see experts on? Who would you like to do this? And then literally ask me the questions ahead of time. Yeah. And you will get the answers from an expert on the spot with a little bit of me so that I hear the answers so that I can help them with them later. And that was her thing. Like, well, what if I'm triggered? What do I do this? And I'll be like, well, it's okay. Cause I'll know what was said. I'll know how to, you know, help you down. I'll know all of this.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. So one of the things I hear a lot from podcasters, especially new podcasters, is trying to build audience engagement. It's so hard to do with a brand new show. Nobody knows who you are. Maybe they're not an author like you are, or a coach or speaker, but they're just brand new. They have zero audience and they're like, how do I get this to happen? How do I get my audience to communicate with me? I've used a couple of tools that really work for me, which we can talk about, but I'd like to hear how you're building community around this. You say you have a mailing list and things like that. Talk a little bit more about how you're building engagement.
You know, it's funny because I want to definitely hear what you have to say about that. That has been my biggest struggle. I can get people to listen to them. Getting people to engage has been my biggest struggle. And I don't know if it's because of privacy thing or people need to see your name, you know, 10 times before they're going to do it. I have people that tell me, you know, I have binge watched every single one of your 38 episodes. This is, you know, a couple weeks or a month ago or whatever. And I'm like, but you didn't make one comment. You didn't share one. And so now I'm just like, hey, if you like this, share it with someone. And I tell everybody, share. Because sharing is caring and sharing is how you're making it spider web. If you're just, you know, if I'm just telling one person and, you know, 100 people listen, but if 30 of those people go, oh my gosh, that's amazing. And they share it with their 30. Now you're at 900.
Yeah.
So
there's a saying that I heard is simply along the lines that if you do not have something in life, it's because you probably didn't ask for it.
Yes.
So as for podcasters, I do like in the opposite of what you're saying, they create a podcast, they put it out in the world, they say nothing to anyone. And then they're wondering why no one is responding. No one's listening. No one's commenting, but yet you've never asked.
Right.
Or a coach that gets on a podcast and talks about a topic, but never, ever mentions that they're a coach.
Right.
And then complains that no one hires them to be a coach.
Right.
It's like, have you ever told them that you're a coach? Well, no, I've never said it. That feels salesy.
Right.
Wait a minute.
And
you're a coach.
Yeah, right? You're a coach and you're trying to help people. The mission. So, you know, and that goes literally the last podcast I was just on, I just did in between ours. I did another one. I was the guest. And it was funny because he said, I'm very selective about who I picked because I feel like some of these people just come on and want to just sell themselves. And well, that's kind of what we're doing. We're sharing information. I mean, obviously I want people to join my coaching program, but I want to help them in the interim. So that's a good, you know, when you run your podcast episodes like you here, you're trying to give your audience something other than just a conversation with Tammy. You're also trying to give them some tips and tricks about being a beginner podcaster or whatever it is. So be intentional. Definitely be intentional about what you want to do. But you're right. You know, they say build it and they will come. No, they won't unless you build it and market it and invite them.
Yeah. So one of the things I did early on for all of my 8 different shows is I have a thing called SpeakPipe on my website, speakpipe.com. You can sign up for free and you get like 90 seconds where somebody can leave you a voice message from a link on your website, in your email signature, on a sticker, on your Instagram post. And it just takes them to this website and it's free for them to do. They can record a message for you and you get an email.
Wow.
And you can listen to it in your email. You can download it from your email. You can even respond with audio back to them in an email from the link. So you can have a verbal conversation with your listener. What I love is you, for your show, you could pose a question to your audience and maybe do like the question of the month or the question of whatever, and have people respond to you with your SpeakPipe link, bring their voice into your show, because they can still remain anonymous, right? Hi, this is Kathy from Alberta, Canada, calling. My question to you is ABC. And you can bring that question in, and then you can respond to that question in your show and play the clip. So now, what happens is, for me as a listener, if I call in to your show with a question, hi, Tammy, this is Dave in Ontario, Canada. My question is, you play my clip, and I'm not a podcaster. I'm just a listener of your show. My voice shows up on your podcast. You don't have to ask me to share this, because if it's something that I can share, it's shareable. I'm going to tell everybody, I was on Tammy's podcast. I sent in a message. She played it. She answered me. She talked to me. She talked to me. Wow. It's amazing. So, and once you do that, people start going, wait a minute. If Tammy did that for Dave, Tammy's going to do that for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts to build this community happening of, if I ask a question, Tammy's going to answer. And I actually had a lawyer in Georgia, Whitney. Hi, Whitney. She listens to the show. She's been on the show. She got to the point of listening to my show and hearing me say this over and over and over. She's like, who is this guy? I don't believe him that he's going to respond. So she left me a message and I responded within a few hours. She's like, wait a minute, who is this crazy guy that, yes, he said he would do it and he did it. And what I like to do is I bring in. So Tammy, if you left me a SpeakPipe message, what I encourage you to do is like, tell me about your show, tell me whatever, and leave me a voice message. What I do is I take your voice message and I create a little mini episode for you about your show. So I bring your message in that you recorded for me. I go grab your trailer from your podcast, a little clip of your show, and I create a little mini episode all about you. And I send all of the listeners of my podcast over to you to, hey, everyone, go listen to Tammy's podcast, rate, review, do all the things we ask. But please go support Tammy because she left me a voice message. And you get your own little mini episode, which goes out to all of my players, my YouTube, everywhere, that shines a light on you. So as soon as I do that, I start getting these over and over and over.
Yeah.
Because people are like, wait a minute, this is different.
I am blown away. That's amazing. Right. So for those people that are out there listening, SpeakPipe.
SpeakPipe.com. You can actually, and here's the beautiful thing, okay? I couldn't afford the monthly fee for SpeakPipe to get longer than 90 seconds of recorded time per message. My audience, I set up another thing called Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com. It's a way to get donations. We call it coffee, but they come in $5 increments. And anywhere in the world, people can buy you a coffee and it comes right to you. So a $5 donation, I get like $4.87.
Right.
Because they take a little piece, right? But I don't have to worry about credit cards and creating extra content and Patreon and all these other things. It just comes as a donation. Some people give me more than one coffee. Some people give me way more than one coffee. But people have been donating to me through that. So I take that money, reinvest it in my SpeakPipe. And now you can record a 5-minute recording because of my listeners. And I thank them on the show. Because you guys gave me the money with your coffee donations, thank you. Now I can turn it into making my episodes even better because you don't have a 90-second limit to your message. You can talk for 5 minutes.
That is absolutely amazing.
Right?
Amazing.
It's beautiful. And in 6 months, I've raised over $2,500 in donations through Buy Me a Coffee.
Wow.
And I don't even talk about it much. It's just on my website. It's in my email signature. I post it here and there. I don't make a big deal of it. I'm talking about right now, but I don't make a big deal of it.
Right.
Because if people see value in your content, which you offer amazing value, it's a simple, private way for someone to acknowledge how amazing you are, Tammy, and how your podcast and your content, your books, everything you do brings so much value. I feel like I want to give you back something. Make it easy for me to leave you a message. Make it easy for me to donate to you because I want to support you beyond a listen.
Right.
So whatever you can do with SpeakPipe.com or BuyMeACoffee.com, that just gives your audience the opportunity to come back and give you something because all of the great things that you're doing to give to your community.
That's amazing. And it's also a subtle way of doing it. It's not pushy. It's not, I mean, yes, we want to get our message out there, but it's not in your face. Like, do this. I need your money. I some of the podcasts that I listen to, I do see that buy me a coffee and I love it. I love that. Yeah. It's very subtle. It's very nice. And you don't want to, you know, especially if you're starting out, I know a lot of people, their main goal is let me get to big enough so that I can have a sponsor and I can do this and I can do that. And there's other ways of doing that and being, you know, like even my son was going to help me inject like just a 12-second clip right in the middle of the podcast, but not a big, you know, I was on one the other day. I was a guest and I think she had 16 sponsors that she had to announce all throughout the podcast. And I was like, really?
Wow.
And it wasn't that it was bad, but I mean, it's a really large podcast, but I honestly used to love the content, but I stopped listening to the content because there were so many ads and I didn't want, you know, and I don't know how you feel about that, but I'm like, no, right now I'm all content driven, love my people, love all my people, get the information out there. Of course I want it to grow. That would be crazy if I didn't, but it's sharing and caring. And I love the coffee idea. I love the SpeakPipe idea.
Oh, yeah. You definitely need to set it up. Once you set it up, let me know because I want to leave a message for you.
You have to.
But for me, raising money, I don't have any ads in any of my shows. And I do that on purpose because my goal is, like, I currently work full-time as well. So I work nights and I do this during the daytime. So I'm trying. My wife really wants me to get off nights. So I'm working my way towards being adjacent to what I do. So all of the things I know how to do for myself, I then can turn that around and help somebody else on their journey, whether it's just setting up their podcast from scratch, doing the editing, setting up their website. I can do it because I've done it on my own.
Right.
It's just I'm a team of one.
Right.
So I can then use those skills to help someone else and do them at a very small amount because I have a job.
Yeah.
So it's kind of nice. So I use my podcast as kind of a way to get time in front of people that maybe I can help in the future. I've had people like 2 years later come back and they're like, Dave, you help people with podcasts? I'm like, yeah. Can I hire you? Sure.
Yeah.
And then it's kind of nice, right? So it's not like I'm getting the money right up front, but it's coming. It comes in different ways.
Right.
And if you're a coach, if you're an author, you have a product already that serves people, and mentioning it is not really salesy. What I love is when I listen to coaches and all they simply have to say is, well, hey, Dave, I was on a coaching call with a client today and this came up in our conversation. What did you just tell me as a listener?
That you have clients.
Right? You didn't say, come to my website. Flashy, flashy, flashy.
Right.
Limited time offer. Come now, like 90 seconds until the offer closes. You didn't say any of that stuff. All you said was, I worked with a client today. And this is how I help them.
Right.
It's like, okay, so I can come and hire you? Yes. Oh, yeah, sure. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's the power of podcasting.
I used to have this vision of it was only like older people or whatever. I have a 27-year-old son and he is forever on podcasts. He's like, he was the one that was like, you have to have a podcast. You have to. You know? And
good.
And it's true. And it's, you know, they have their music and everything, but you don't always want music. Sometimes you want to learn or find out about something. And I used to only go to YouTube. I would be like, video about this. And I used to even type video about this. It's just funny that obviously I did that. You know, and I'd be like, give me a video about this because I'm old. But now it's like, just I have all, and then I'll find one now, a podcast, and you just save it. You just clip and you get in the car. You, like you said, you go for a walk, walking your dog. I mean, it's so convenient and so accessible. It's unbelievable. And if you're, you know, if you're new to a business and you're contemplating, you can do it very inexpensively. It doesn't have to cost you a fortune to start. I use Captivate, and I do that because I wanted it set up one time with a little intro message and an out message. And I also wanted a bio with my links that I could change that would change it through every episode.
Nice.
And $17 a month.
Good.
I mean, but you're quick your thing just bought you a cup of coffee, I promise you.
I love it. I love it.
I'm going to get you some coffee for that.
Well, hey, I love that. Thank you. That's kind of you. I had a gentleman reach out to me from Warsaw, Poland. Okay. He Googled how to podcast on Google in Warsaw, Poland. My show came up, which was great. He went back and listened to the right from the beginning. So I've got like 200 plus episodes. He went back to the beginning and he's like at around episode 100. He set up time in my calendar because I have a link on my website where you can just jump in and get time with me in my calendar as a listener. No problem. It comes right in and it's set up automatically. Creates a Zoom room. Done. All through Calendly, right? And he comes on the camera with me and he's like, okay, I've been listening to your last 100 shows. I have a list of questions. He pulls out I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't even remember what happened on episode one. Okay. So we go through these list of questions together and his comments, his suggestions, and his feedback was amazing to have somebody come in and do that for me as a listener. Engagement, right?
Right.
And then midway, he's like, Dave, what kind of camera are you using right now? And I had bought a cheap camera on Amazon for like $20. It was good enough, right, at the time. He's like, you've given me so much. I want to buy you a camera.
Aww.
I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, I like this one type of camera, and I want to give you the equivalent amount of coffee donations for you to buy your camera and get an upgrade. So I'm gifting you this so you can buy it. It's like a $140 camera. And that's what I'm using right now. So thank you, Kuba, from Warsaw, Poland, for doing this. How kind of someone, A, not just to respond, but then to gift back to you and give value back to you. That's worth more to me than a ton of commercials in my podcast. Because
exactly.
I couldn't afford this had it not been for him.
Exactly.
Right? Show up, give great value, give great content, be consistent, engage your audience, and it'll come back to you. You need to relax and not be so, I gotta make money, I've got one episode and I've been out for a day and I gotta make $1 million. Slow down, right?
And it, like you said, it does come back as long as you, who is it that says, was it? Not Jack Canfield. I can't think of who that said, you'll get everything that you want, you will get if you give to enough people what they need.
Whoa. I'm going to ask you to try that again because that was amazing. I want to hear
everything
it again.
Everything that again? You ever want, you will get if you give to enough people what they need.
There you go, everyone.
Mic drop. Bam.
Mic drop. We won't drop our mics because I can't afford
I know,
another
right?
One.
Not during a podcast. Don't drop your mic. Bad idea. But it's true. If you go on there with it, it's the same thing with sales. If you go on there and you feel like you've got to sell, you're not going to sell. But if you go on there with serving, like, what can I help people with? Like, you know, you're even with, it doesn't matter if it's podcasts or if it's mental health or it's learning how to tie your shoe. You're giving people a transformation. You're teaching himself. That guy that just got those 100 questions answered or whatever, he's a different person. He's going out into the world confident now, ready to take on the world with his podcast.
Yeah.
And that was worth way more than a couple cups of coffee to him.
Right. Yeah. You're right. And I think that's the big thing in podcasting is really going back again to why you're even doing this. Who are you talking to? And are you resonating? Are you getting that feedback? It's one thing to look at the numbers, and it's exciting to see different countries where you're being listened to. That's awesome. But I think the biggest metric for me is hearing from the audience.
Yes.
And realizing that as a listener to this episode right now, that they can reach out to you and speak to Tammy directly and have a connection with you around your podcast, around your content, your books, all that stuff, that you are available to them. As a listener to the show.
Exactly. And another point I want to make, which I think is very important for people, especially when you're starting out, stop thinking about other podcasts in your niche as competition. That is a big one because a lot of people were like, why would you go on the podcast called Adult Child? I'm like, well, first of all, because people type in her name and end up at my podcast all the time. And that was not completely 100% by accident. It is the biggest niche and she has a huge, and people are like, why would you go on and go on there? She's your competition. She's a coach that does the same thing you do. well, not everybody's going to resonate with her or me or something else. And it's just more value. And like, it drives me crazy. Like, it's not competition. It's like a fisherman saying, I don't want him to know where I'm fishing. There's enough fish in the ocean for both of us.
That is such a... I went fishing with a guy once who blindfolded me and drove me out in the middle of nowhere, took the blindfold off when I was in the canoe. I had no sweet idea where I was, but he didn't want anyone to know where his fishing spot was. And I'm like, that seems like a lot of work just to hide a fishing spot.
That's a lot of work. Right? My husband's a commercial fisherman, well, a captain. He's a private charter. He does private charters. And all the time, he'll have these huge fish and nobody else is catching them. And he won't post them on social media because there's a buoy marker behind them. And he's like, everybody's going to know. I'm like, I bet you those fish travel in schools and there's one more down there. So with that, yeah, that sense of scarcity or lack, that's confidence. And just go out there. And yes, even if you're brand new at podcasting, you still know more than most, like, than the people that are brand new listening. Like, you're going to, if you listen to one podcast, and I always say, I don't ever get on anything. I never once have listened to a podcast, read a book, listened to an audiobook where I didn't get one golden nugget. And that right. one golden nugget can change your life.
It can, yeah, totally change your direction and make you think the new thoughts. Again, we don't know what we don't know, right? You said that earlier.
Exactly.
It's amazing.
Exactly.
What else are you learning from your podcast? How are you different?
With what I do with my podcasts?
Yeah, or just in general. How are you a different person because of this?
Oh, confidence and just I feel like my lived experience. I pride myself on the fact that I am a very solid lived experience coach and that I stay in my lane. I don't coach things I haven't really been through. I will find you an expert for that. But in doubling and listening to all of the experts kind of validate what I'm saying, I'm like, oh yeah, okay, she gets it. Like she's with me. It's really built up my confidence, my on-screen confidence. Also, I don't feel like I ever have to sell anymore. And I've just literally I see, you know, when I'm on a podcast with someone and it's an audio or just the reactions I get. And a lot of times I don't get reactions directly to my podcast because it's a secret topic a lot of times.
Right.
People don't come out and say, yes, I was sexually abused, but they will message me and say, hey, can you help me through this or help me through that? It's made me really confident in the fact that I know, you know, when I lay my head down at night that I'm helping people.
Yeah. And that's a great motivation right there.
Yes.
I think that's one thing we have to really clearly need to know our why, our audience, and our motivation. Like, what's going to keep us coming back episode after episode, right?
Yep. I love people being able to share. I mean, when you tell your story, you heal. And so I feel like if nothing else, I'm a sounding board for people that need to start the healing process.
Yeah.
And I love that. I'll do that all day for people.
That's great. Any other podcasting insight or tips that we can share from your perspective to a new podcaster?
That was the big one. Like that was the no competition thing. You know, if you want your podcast to grow quickly, get on other guests. Start guesting in exchange when you're not only being a podcaster, but be a podcastee. I don't know what the correct term for that is, but you know, I think I get busy sometimes and I'm like, oh, I don't want to, I'm just going to do my podcast. But guesting is getting me just as much traction with both ways because I always am respectful and I ask if I'm a guest, if I can mention my podcast, because a lot of people do have that competition mentality. So I always ask, you know, do you mind if I mention my podcast or whatever? But I think that was one of my biggest things was I love to guest. I woke up this morning and I did finally say, okay, I'm going to be a little more selective and talk to these people before I just get on anything. And that's another tip. Don't just take anything, especially when you start out, depending on your niche, you might go on, be a guest, find a guest, whatever it is. And you might my first post I put out there looking for guests, I had 186 responses in 2 hours. And then I was like, okay, Tammy, streamline. So now it's like, okay, apply to be a guest. And that's forms with questions and links and stuff like that so that I can keep my ducks in a row and not be scatterbrained.
Good.
Smart. So I think that would that's be another really tip too is have a process in place.
Yeah.
You know, some people come to me and say, my mother sexually abused me and my brother for 15 years. Well, yeah, there's clearly dysfunction there. And I used to do like a 15-20 minute talk with every single person first. Now I'm just like, fill out this form and then let's schedule an hour for the 30-minute podcast. We can talk for 15 minutes beforehand.
Smart. That's great.
Because you can also overwhelm yourself if you get a massive response.
Yeah. That's happened to me in the past. And very true. Very true. Because I always do the pre-interview as well. For me, it helps me to kind of listen to my guest. Like, what do they sound like? What does their tech sound like? I can kind of get a picture of, is this going to be great? Because I had a person on yesterday and it was hilarious. As we're talking, a pigeon walked by the camera. And I'm like, was that a pigeon? He's like, oh yeah, that's my pigeon. We rescued it and brought it back to health. And now it lives here.
A pet pigeon?
Yeah. And then it walked by again. And I'm like, well, that would have thrown me right off in the recording had I not known there's a pigeon. So I thought that was great. I'm like, this is so cool. But it was quiet. It just kept looking in the camera. Like, hello, hello, hello. You know, like, oh my gosh.
That's funny.
I use the pre-interview as a good screening way as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And yeah, guests, I'm just trying to think of other little tips because I haven't been doing this long and I don't know what they call a successful podcast. I mean, I kind of like diagnosing yourself with an ailment, a physical ailment. I'm not going to go on there and go, what is considered a successful podcast? And then have them give me some number that is up here. And I'm like, yeah. No, one day at a time, I'm taking whatever happens, happens. There's a plan or I wouldn't have a podcast. I have a mission. I have a message I want people to be able to share. So I'm not all wrapped up in the numbers, although it is fun. I'm not going to lie. It's fun because Tuesdays seem to be my best days. So I like opening it up on Tuesdays and being like, oh, cool.
You know? Right. I think one of the biggest stats that I'm trying to encourage podcasters to focus in on in 2024 is you can look at the countries that are listening. You can look at your how many people listen per episode. Those are great. Those are fine. But I would really want you to encourage you to look at how long your listeners listen.
Yes.
Because if you make a 1 hour podcast and everyone's gone by minute 10, all of that extra content, no one's heard because they left. So, or, you know, they stay for 30 minutes of a 60 minute episode. Okay. Well, why, what's happening at the 30 minute mark that makes people say goodbye? Maybe make a 30 minute episode and see if they stay for the whole thing instead of a 60 minute. That could be the fix. But if you change it and they keep leaving early, then is the content not like, does it not really fill up the entire time? And you're kind of filling it up with fluff or what is it about that? And I think instead of asking all the time for people to leave me a rating and review, what I'm starting to ask for in my audience who are just podcast listeners, not podcasters, is to listen to the entire episode. Mm. Please listen to my entire episode because then that signals to all of the apps that are you've come to the app. The app wants you to stay on the app. That's why they have us on Apple and Google and all those other places. They want the listener to stay there.
Right.
So if they can stay there for the entire length of your podcast, then they start going, well, that's a good podcast. Because everybody we send there stays. They don't go for 5 seconds and bounce.
Right.
They stay for all of Tammy's podcast for the entirety of the whole thing. And they stay to the very end. So we're going to send more people to Tammy's podcast. That makes sense.
So the algorithms work kind of like Facebook and like everything else. Like all social media works.
Yeah. So if you ask every episode, leave an Apple review for me because that helps me. Okay. Maybe a few of those times, instead of saying that every time, say to your audience, if you really want to help the show, please listen to the entirety of the podcast right to the end. That signals to all the apps that you're listening on that this is a great podcast and that it's got value in it. So please listen to the end.
And I look
that's
at
that's great.
That's a good thing because I look in my platform that I use, where would like for people that don't know, because I don't know, but where would they go to see that listening length other than their platform? Can you go Like, does it say?
Yeah, most of the hosting sites that offer your analytics will give you some kind of retention data, and you can actually see a chart. I know I'm on Buzzsprout and Spotify for podcasters.
Okay.
For my 8 different shows. But I can actually see a graph with a time frame for the length of the episode. And you click on the episode, you can actually see a graph of where people are and where they start dropping off. So you want to try to get that number as high as possible for the entire length of your podcast.
And it makes sense because that's, yeah. And just even trying to be engaging throughout, like ask a question, you know, if you, you know, if this has ever happened to you, drop a comment, let me know, give me an example. When has this happened to you? Or just anything to get them to engage. And also, I mean, when you listen to a podcast, people really like to feel like you're talking to them.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And it gives you a different feeling. I know I get a different feeling when I feel like the podcaster is literally directing it to me. You know, I'm like, oh, they know me. They're talking right to me.
Yeah. And the whole thing around retention too, before we wrap up, I'm a musician. So when I get on stage to play a concert, I get up on stage with the band. If we strum one chord and everybody gets up and walks out, and we still have 2 hours of playing to do, and there's nobody in the room, it's like, what happened? Where did everybody go? We created enough content for 2 hours of music, and everyone left. Why?
Yeah.
Right? So I want people to stay to the end of the concert. That's the most fun at the end of the concert. Same for podcasting. I don't want everyone to come for 1 minute, which counts as a download. Hooray! But nobody listened to anything that I said in the show. They didn't listen to you on the podcast because they all dumped after 1 minute of listening. I got credit for the listen. Yay? Like, does that really make me feel good? But I'd rather them listen to the entirety and listen to you, connect with you, come to you, support you in your podcast, donate to your show, leave you a voice message, and buy your book. That's what I would love to see.
Yeah, exactly. And that's because then you're actually reaching people. Like you said, a 1 minute, oh, that's that girl again. I listened to the intro and clicked out on it. It's, you're not giving anybody any value.
No.
None.
No.
So yeah, analytics are very important. It's, you know, I mean, it's, you got to look at it like it's a business. You would check your financials if you work in a bank. You know,
I've looked at my bank account today, right? I've looked to see if I have enough money for my next whatever. Yeah, you have to know your numbers.
Yep, absolutely. Numbers are important.
It's good. Tammy, I want you to come back many, many times and talk podcasting because you were super fun to talk to. But before we close off again, send everybody to your podcast. We'll have links, always links. But tell everybody maybe what's coming up in the future, what we can find, and who this is a perfect podcast for, because we want to share this as well.
Perfect. So the name of my podcast is Adult Child of Dysfunction, and it's literally for anybody that did not have a perfect childhood, who has some lingering effects or everlasting things that are just hanging on with them. So it's stories of hope and healing. We want to share different perspectives. We want you to find some solace and know that there is hope out there no matter what has happened to you in your life. I also do coaching, and on my podcast in the show notes, you can grab links to 2 free weeks of group coaching. You can grab my free book. You can grab free seminars. So there's all kinds of freebies in the podcast notes and show notes. And I would love to have you join us and take advantage of them. It's fun. Awesome. It's free. So, check it out again. Yeah, it's Adult Child of Dysfunction, and it's on all the major podcast platforms. Thank you.
Awesome.
And thank you, Dave, so much for having me.
Watching for a SpeakPipe link in the future, possibly, hey? And maybe even a Buy Me a Coffee link where we can support and donate to the show. I would love to do that for you as well. So keep us up to date on all that and come back again. You got to come back.
Anyway, I will, for sure.
All right, everybody, all the information's in the show notes. As always, please go over, support our amazing guest co-hosts as they give of their time on the podcast. Tammy, again, thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Every time I see something lift off from the earth to go to space, I'm going to be thinking about you.
Perfect.
Awesome. Thanks, Tammy.
Bye.
Hey, thank you for sticking all the way through to the very end. It's bittersweet that the episode is over and that we're done for this episode, but you will come back and I will come back, and You know, there's you and me, and we're one big happy family here at the How to Podcast series, far beyond being just pod pals, which is fine, but I'd much rather do life together as family here. And to that end, a reminder, as we talked earlier in other episodes as well, that we do have a meetup group, and you are invited. I would love to have you come. It's free. We do them scattered throughout our calendar, different days, different times, because we have people listening around the world, like Cuba and Warsaw, Poland. Hi, Cuba. It's amazing how we can reach the world with a podcast. So through our meetup group, what we do is we get together. It's free for you. Cost me money, but that's okay. I'm okay with that. We get together, we meet other podcasters, we talk podcasting, and it's a way to get from behind the microphone, sitting by ourselves, recording on our own, and doing community. Podcasters need community. You need to meet other podcasters. And just in a low-key, fun environment, talk podcasting. So my challenge to you in 2024 and beyond is to get into a meetup group, find other podcasters, introduce yourself, and make new friends. It's just like school all over again, grade 9. Let's meet each other and share the podcast journey. Go to howtopodcast.ca and click on all the information you'll find there around our meetups. And I'd love to have you there. Thanks for listening. Catch you on the next episode. Get out there and record your podcast. Take care.